Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com, and welcome to Women Enjoying Success. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams, available on Amazon.com, where you can purchase it as a paperback or a Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. Well, again, I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women to greater personal and professional success. And over the years, I've seen and realized myself how important it is to create our own happiness. Today, I want to share 10 ways to increase your happiness. The first way is attitude. Happiness is a choice, and you can make it anytime, any place, by yourself or with other people. Our thoughts are sometimes automatic, but we can be at a level of awareness where we can see how our thoughts influence our feelings to be happy or to be miserable. Not circumstances, but our thoughts can often decide if we're going to be happy or miserable. You can control your thoughts and your feelings to some degree. So to master the discipline of being happy on a regular basis, master your attitude. And when you master your attitude, you can get the results of happiness. So the first way to increase happiness is look at your attitude, and you control your attitude. Number two, your body. Our feelings are influenced by posture. A good posture generates a happy disposition. It's important to exercise to strengthen your back muscles, to strengthen your core. For good posture, put your head up, put your chin up. When you have your chin up, it's hard to be discouraged and depressed. So look at your posture. How are you holding yourself? Do you look like you're happy? Do you look like you're feeling good? So number two is your body. And again, you can control your posture. Number three is live for the moment. Happiness isn't in years or months or weeks or days or even hours from now. Happiness is only present in a single moment, right now, this minute. Live for the present and process the emotional wounds of the past and let them go. The past is the past. Learn from the past and head happily toward the future. Remember that happiness is not a goal in itself. It's a life choice. It's a process. A magnificent practice to create full awareness of the moment is mindful meditation. Make time to live in the moment, to visualize, to meditate, to live where you are right now. Try to meditate every day at least 15 minutes and then increase this time a little by little. Don't hesitate to meditate and do it everywhere you go. You can meditate while waiting in a waiting room. You can do it on vacation. Be sure that you take time to live in the moment. That's tip number 3, live in the moment. That's a great way to increase your happiness because you have a choice to be happy or not. Number 4, work on improving your self-image, how you feel about yourself. Learn to love yourself. Believe in your capacities and your skills. Do things that make you feel good, like exercise and meditation and playing with the animals or your children. Try to do things that make you happy. Learn to nurture yourself and enjoy moments only for yourself, whether it's reading a book or, again, meditating or watching a favorite movie or looking out the window at the beauty of a beautiful spring day. Improve your self-image. You, again, have control over how you believe about yourself and how you think about yourself on a regular basis. So number 4 is improve your self-image. Number 5, write your goals. Create goals for the future. A goal is a dream that is more concrete and real. Fulfillment of that dream, whether it's a dream job or finishing your career or finding the perfect house or whatever it is, it will give you the ability to look forward in positive, productive ways. A dream is more abstract. A daydream is even more abstract than that. A goal is something tangible. A goal is something you write down and you plan for in the future. So make your dreams come true. Set rules and a plan that will allow you to achieve your goals. And again, I'm going to recommend my book, 21 Days to Living the Life of Your Dreams, which is available on Amazon.com. I show you step by step how to write and achieve your goals. So number 5 is all about goals, writing goals that give you something to look positively forward to in the future. Number 6 is humor. A smile is important to your self-esteem, to your body image, to living in the moment. When we smile, our brain sends a signal that everything is all right. Science is beginning to understand how protective genes are activated by neurochemicals released when happiness occurs. A smile can make a big difference. And have you ever noticed that when you're smiling and you're laughing and you're watching a movie that is just funny and you're enjoying, it's really hard to be unhappy and depressed, isn't it? So number 6 is humor. Number 7, something again that you have full control over, forgive more. While you can hold resentment, it's impossible if you want to be happy. The wonderful thing about forgiveness is that it liberates you as well as forgiving the other person. You free yourself from feeling depressed or suffering with guilt. Forgive yourself, forgive others, live in the moment, give yourself the power to release the guilt, to release the anger, to release hatred. Forgiveness is very liberating. It also helps you to be happier in your life. So number 7 was forgive more. Number 8, give. One of the true secrets to being happy is to give without expecting much in return. Laws of energy and attraction will give you back what you give out. If you send out vibes that are not healthy, you'll receive them back to you, almost like a boomerang effect. So when you send out loving, happy vibes to others and yourself, the law of attraction says it comes back to you. So give without expecting in return. Number 8 is relationships. Choose your relationships carefully. Eliminate the toxic people in your life. When two people are together in spirit, there's a sense of respect and synergy that shows in a natural way. So choose your friends and your loved ones carefully. Try to understand that the people you surround yourself with are going to have an effect on your emotions, and your emotions affect your happiness. cultivate friendships, and build relationships built on love, respect, and happiness. So number 9 was relationships. Choose your relationships carefully. And finally, number 10 is faith. Faith creates confidence, gives you strength, and the ability to do anything to overcome anxiety and fear. Research shows the benefit of religion or spirituality and faith is very positive on your self-image, on the relationships, on your state of mind. Faith in ourselves and faith in a positive future can change our lives and make us more positive human beings in general. So what did you think of the 10 ways to be more happy? Here's 10 scientific ways to be happy. Meditate, practice smiling, sleep more, practice gratitude, help others at least 2 hours a week, exercise at least 7 minutes a day, plan a trip, spend time with family and friends that you really care about, move closer to work so you don't have to commute as often, and go outside. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy nature. What do you think of those 10 scientific ways? Pretty much overlaps the other ways, don't they? So what are you going to do this coming week to be happier, to feel better about your life and yourself? I'm going to challenge you to sit down now and to decide 5 ways of all these 10, 20 ways we just discussed that you're going to use in the coming week to make yourself smile and feel better about yourself and your life and to live happily. A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7 right on your computer, and they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams, available on Amazon. And in fact, check out all of my business and personal development books I have available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon.com. Keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to join my discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. I'm going to leave you with this quotation from Leo Tolstoy. If you want to be happy, be. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes. And thank you so much for listening.